Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, emergency humanitarian aid has been approved for homes and businesses impacted by Storm Bert. A Donegal deputy says there's been a catastrophic collapse in the number of beds in the county's community hospitals. That's as 373 people in Donegal await access to home help. And the third victim of a fatal crash in Liscooley on Friday last is to be laid to rest this Friday. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher at about 5:15. First in news this evening, the government has approved emergency humanitarian aid for homes and businesses impacted by Storm Bert. Applications can be submitted by businesses to the Department of Enterprise and by homeowners to the Department of Social Welfare. Widespread damage was caused by flooding in Killybegs and Pettigo on Friday night, with clean-up operations continuing there. Fianna Fáil general election candidate Pat the Cope Gallagher has welcomed confirmation from Micheál Martin on the rollout of the scheme.
The government met today and corporeally, and I've just received a call from his office to say that they have approved the humanitarian assistance scheme. So now the Department of Enterprise will be open for applications from businesses, and the Department of Social Welfare for those who have been affected, their homes. So it's good news, and of course it's what we expected, but each scheme has to be approved by the government, and Pettigo is also affected, and I understand that Pettigo will also be included. So I look forward to working with these people to ensure that the applications are processed as quickly as possible. And even as we speak today, there are some officials there meeting those in Bridge Street, Killybegs, who have been affected.
A Donegal deputy says there's been a catastrophic collapse in the number of beds in the county's community hospitals. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says data he's received from the HSE shows the number of beds in Donegal's community hospitals has fallen from 442 in 2004 to just 304 today. That, he says, is a drop of almost one third, and says it is a truly shocking indictment of government failure. Work is ongoing on a new community hospital in Letterkenny, while upgrade works are in the pipeline at a number of existing facilities, and a new community hospital is planned for a greenfield site in Lifford. However, Deputy McLaughlin says that's nowhere near enough.
It's dramatic, and it explains an awful lot of the crisis we see in Donegal. We had 442 beds back in 2004, 20 years ago. We now have about one third less, just over 300 beds. So this means that whenever you see a crisis at Letterkenny University Hospital, you don't have the step-down beds in communities across Donegal. So people are in the emergency department waiting long hours and in some case days. And this is a complete systematic failure now by government after government over the last 20 years.
The HSE and government can respond that they're working to complete a major community hospital just across the road from LUH, over 100 beds being provided there. There are upgrades taking place in Buncrana and Carndonagh on your doorstep, and they're also looking at developing a new community hospital in Lifford on a greenfield site. So the situation, they will tell you, is going to improve.
So they need to be honest here. We have lost one third of our beds in community hospitals. So what's happening right now is we're merely playing catch-up. Even though the population has increased, and particularly the older population, has increased significantly over the last 20 years. So we're playing catch-up, and the people who suffer are older people, people with disabilities, their families, and all of us who have to go up to Letterkenny Hospital, that emergency department. That's the disaster that we have, and it needs to change.
Simon Harris has told a Fine Gael rally his party is going to win the election on Saturday. The Taoiseach is in Meath in a bid to shore up commuter belt support in the last days of the campaign. Minister Pascal Donoghue told the same event this is the most economically important election campaign of this lifetime. Simon Harris thinks it's still all to play for.
That I think the election, all of the polls are showing that it's very close, and I think it's entirely possible that Fine Gael can be the largest party in the next Dáil. I think there's been far too much, not necessarily by yourselves, but there's been far too much of, well, this party'd like this department or this party'd like that department. We need to stop that sort of stuff. And what we've seen in recent polling is a lot of people still undecided.
Meanwhile, today was the third and final pre-election debate on Highland Radio. Six candidates participated today. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The debate commenced with each of the candidates giving their opening statement, telling the public why they should be trusted to represent Donegal. Fianna Fáil's Claudia Kennedy says she would like to give Donegal a strong female voice.
And so for me, I will be focusing on the cost of living crisis, accessing medical services, childcare costs and supporting our carers. I'm committed to working on your behalf to address and resolve these issues at a national level. And I also aim to bring a strong female perspective and voice to the decision-making table. And I'm determined to advocate for the vulnerable in our society, including the elderly, our youth and those with disabilities.
Next up was Dr. Nuala Carr of the Green Party, and she says her party can give sustainable solutions right across the board.
The Green Party addresses the urgent climate crisis head on, proposing concrete solutions while creating new job opportunities through the new Green Deal. The Green Party have introduced energy efficiency grants, which need to be, I suppose, added to and supported for those with low income. They're going to proposing to hold a citizens' assembly to discuss the introduction of a four-day working week. We've enhanced public transport and we've much more to do in that area.
Eamon McGee of the Irish Freedom Party says Ireland should govern itself.
Our children need a future where they can afford to buy a house, not to feel the need to immigrate. We are facing one of the worst housing crises ever, and proper solutions desperately need to be found. We need to dramatically reduce immigration to lower demand for houses. I want a safe and protective future for all our children. We need to stop answering to the EU's political union. This is our country, and Irish people are good enough to decide their own laws. We need to stop the wasteful government spending and mismanagement of taxpayers' money.
Councillor Noel Jordan of Sinn Féin says his track record in Donegal County Council is something he can bring to Dáil Éireann.
I've been a councillor representing the Donegal Municipal District for the last 10 years of a proven track record. I want to see a fairer and a more just Ireland, an Ireland where young people are not forced to emigrate because they can't afford to own a home, an Ireland where people don't languish on waiting lists, on hospital trolleys, where Donegal is forgotten about in terms of infrastructure and healthcare.
Independent Deputy Thomas Pringle says he's consistently represented the people of Donegal for a number of years.
The needs of Donegal has always been at the heart of what I do as an independent voice. I don't speak on behalf of a party. I speak on behalf of the people of Donegal, and I have a track record of this. I have made, through my work, over 61,000 representations for my constituents. I have spoken more often in Dáil debates than any other TD from this constituency, and I have mentioned Donegal more times than all other Donegal TDs combined as well. I have spoken on fishing over 40 times and rural issues 104 times.
Finally, Kim McMenamin is the candidate for the Irish People's Party National Alliance, and he says there needs to be a clampdown on immigration.
So above all, as sovereign Irish people, we want to promote the common good, but we cannot do this to our own detriment. So being asked to sacrifice our own personal security and safety for the common good of others, this is not how charity works. Charity has to begin at home. Mm-hmm. We have a housing crisis, our schools are at full capacity, medical services are not fit for purpose. We are a peaceful community, we observe justice and charity, but we cannot let charity impede upon our own right.
Healthcare workers have voted in favour of industrial action over concerns about a staffing crisis. 95.6% of those represented by the INMO, FORSA and Unite voted in favour of the motion following a six-week in-person ballot. According to the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, over 2,000 nursing and midwifery posts were left unfilled in 2023. Unions have been taking part in a number of lunchtime protests over the past month to highlight the issue. They'll meet next week to consider the next steps. The third victim of a fatal crash in Liscully on Friday last is to be laid to rest this Friday. Samuel Hunter from Lifford, who was in his 70s, was hospitalised following the two-car collision after suffering serious injuries. His funeral service will take place in Ballindrede Presbyterian Church. Meanwhile, Gordy Galbraith, who was in his 30s and from Castlederg, is to be laid to rest tomorrow, and 25-year-old Ryan Glenn, also from Castlederg, on Friday. There are hopes remains being examined in County Monaghan may be those of one of the disappeared Joe Linsky. He was abducted in West Belfast in 1972 and was murdered and secretly buried by the IRA. A formal process is now being undertaken to establish the identity of the remains. Lead investigator John Hill says they will get a clearer picture once that process is complete.
It's in relation to the search for Joe Linsky. Some information has been passed to us over a period of time. And it would suggest, because of the dating and the time frame, that it could be Joe Linsky. It's no more than that, and we won't know anymore until the remains have been examined to some degree.
A motorist has been arrested on suspicion of drug driving in Letterkenny. Gardaí from the Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit had been conducting a multi-agency checkpoint yesterday when the driver tested positive for cannabis. It also transpired that they did not have a driving licence or insurance. Gardaí have warned road users to not take any risks on the roads and never drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. 373 people in Donegal are currently on the waiting list for home health. Councillor Gary Doherty claims the recruitment of home helps in the county is being hampered by the HSE's pay and number strategy. He accepts that targets were met regarding the number of hours provided in Donegal, but asks why these targets were not adjusted to reflect the need in the county. The HSE's Regional Executive Officer, Tony Canavan, says there are liable limits under the pay and number strategy within which they must stay, and the HSE locally is just within those limits. Councillor Doherty says more effort needs to be made to ensure people can remain in the comfort of their own home.
The HSE has been very good in implementing services such as Pathfinder within the ambulance service to try and keep people within their own homes where possible, to keep them out of hospitals, where if in cases where they don't actually need to be admitted to hospital. And the evidence shows that if a patient has to be transported and admitted to hospital, then the costs are exponentially increased. It is much, much more economical to keep that patient at home. And it is better, there are better patient outcomes for keeping that patient at home. It's completely nonsensical that we're saying we don't have the money to increase home help, but we're going to spend far more money treating them in the hospital.
It's almost 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break. Time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Liverpool boss Arne Slot is confident that Mo Salah is fully focused on the biggest week of their season. After Sunday's win at Southampton, the Egypt international, who is out of contract in the summer, said he hadn't received any offers to stay and that he was probably more out than in. Slot says Salah's comments have had no effect on the team's preparations for tonight's clash with Real Madrid in the Champions League.
I don't think it's it distracts Mo at all. Maybe it brings even the best out of him, if you look at his performances till now. I talked to Mo about what I expect from him, and he's in a good place at the moment, and I'm not distracted at all, and I don't feel his teammates do.
Elsewhere this evening, Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers is hoping they can continue their strong home form in the competition when they host Club Bruges. The Antrim man wants his team to turn Parkhead into a fortress in Europe's biggest competition.
I know this club and I know the fans and I know the stadium. So I know how special it really is to play here and how difficult it can be. But what you have to be able to do is then match that with the performance. And that's something that has really pleased me in these recent home games in the Champions League.
The Scottish champions have won their last three matches at Parkhead in Europe. Elsewhere, Aston Villa will look to end a six-game winless run when they take on Juventus at Villa Park. Leeds United have the chance to return to the top of the Championship tonight with a win at home to Luton Town. Amongst the other fixtures, Middlesbrough take on Blackburn and Derby face Swansea. There is one game in local soccer here in Donegal this evening. Fannin United play Bonagie United in the Finn Travel Saturday Division 3. That one gets underway at 7:45 at the Dry Arch. New Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim has confirmed he will make changes for tomorrow's Europa League clash with Bodo Glimt. He'll hope to mark his first game in charge at Old Trafford with a win after beginning his reign with a 1-1 Premier League draw at Ipswich on Sunday. Amorim says he wants to give minutes to as many players as possible.
We have a lot of games and we are in the beginning of something. They have to feel that they are part of the team. So they are international players, they will rotate and we will try to manage to try to win every game.
The Aviva Stadium will host a regular League of Ireland fixture for the very first time next February. Bohemians and Shamrock Rovers will meet at the Lansdowne Road on the opening weekend of the new SSE Airtricity League season. The Dublin Derby will have a 2 p.m. kickoff on Sunday the 16th of February. Bows have foregone home advantage to move the game to the 51,000-seater stadium in order to mark the 110th anniversary between the two sides. The club's COO Daniel Lambert says manager Alan Reynolds had no issue with the switch from Dalymount Park.
Alan was really receptive to it, and you know, obviously it is our home game. But to play at the Aviva in such a brilliant facility and to really, you know, harness the growth that we spoke about, the growth in the league, and to have the opportunity to play a game there, he felt that was very worthwhile and something that, you know, we were all keen on doing. So there was no issue there at all.
Meanwhile, Dundalk say significant progress has been made in their bid to secure a licence for the 2025 League of Ireland season. The Lily Whites remain the only club of the League of Ireland that have not received their licence for next year yet. In snooker, Dave Gilbert leads Barry Hawkins by 5-4 in the second round of snooker's UK Championship. Meanwhile, Sean Murphy has a 5-3 lead over Ding Junhui. The first to 6 frames will progress to the quarterfinals in York. And finally, in rugby, Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins says the province will do everything possible to keep Mac Hansen and Bundy Aki. Hansen's deal at the sports ground expires next summer, but Wilkins insists the winger is happy in Galway and they want to tie him down to a long-term contract. He also expects Aki to resist the lure of moving to French club Toulon. That is your sport for this evening. I'll be back with more tomorrow morning. Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And we're turning to some news. Inishowen has been plagued by water outages over the past 24 hours. Homes and businesses in the Buncrana and Newton Cunningham areas were affected by a burst water main. Katie Gillen has more.
The burst has resulted in low pressure and supply disruptions for customers in Lisfannan, Fawn, Inch Island, Drumhaggart, Burt, Burnfoot, Bridgend and surrounding areas. In a statement, Ishka Aaron says the outage has lasted longer than expected and have apologised to customers for the considerable inconvenience. The Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Jack Murray, says the community of Buncrana are growing more frustrated. He is again calling for improved infrastructure.
Great frustration, great anger. Look, people are saying we want this water infrastructure upgraded. We need the investment so that this doesn't happen.
There are over 9,600 empty houses in Donegal. Figures from the Central Statistics Office show that on Census Night 2022, there were 9,615 houses, not including holiday homes, sitting empty in the county. Nationally, there are 163,433 vacant properties. Campaign group Uplift is urging all political candidates, if elected, to focus on bringing empty and derelict homes back into use. Spokesperson Patrick Kelleher says while there are grants available, there's too much red tape and not enough joined up thinking.
In some instances, it's kind of even hard to actually track down who owns those properties. There's an awful lot of work that needs to go into identifying these properties and actually figuring out what can be done to bring those homes into use. There's a lot that could be done, but I think a lot of the time there's a lack of joined up thinking that's going on. We really need some creative thinking, some outside the box thinking to bring these homes into use.
You believe finally that the vacant property restoration grants that are available, the Cuichonaithe scheme and other pathways to getting these properties back into use, that's not sufficient, that's not doing the job, even though we're told in Donegal, for instance, it's got one of the highest uptakes in the country.
These grants have been really helpful for some people. The problem is they're really hard to get your hands on, and I think a lot of your listeners who've looked into this will know in most cases you have to put up that money up front yourself, for example, in terms of like getting renovations done, and then you claim that money back afterwards. What if you don't have that money to hand? I think most of us don't. So it's little things like that that weren't really thought through when those grants were being set up. That means that they're actually really difficult for people to access in the first place. We really need to see action on that, because these grants need to be made really, really easy for people to access. They need to be able to access money up front so that they can actually bring these homes into use.
Weather now dry in most parts for the rest of today, with patches of fog or freezing fog. There will be a few isolated showers, becoming cold with frost developing. Lowest temperatures of -3 to 0 degrees. A standard yellow fog warning is in place in Donegal until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Donegal County Council, meanwhile, has confirmed that all routes will be gridded this evening. The closing headlines. Government has approved emergency humanitarian aid for homes and businesses impacted by Storm Bert. Applications can be submitted by businesses to the Department of Enterprise and by homeowners to the Department of Social Welfare. A Donegal deputy says there's been a catastrophic collapse in the number of beds in the county's community hospitals. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says data he's received from the HSE shows the number of beds in Donegal's community hospitals has fallen from 442 in 2004 to just 304 today. The third victim of a fatal crash in Liscooley on Friday last is to be laid to rest this Friday. Samuel Hunter from Lifford, who was in his 70s, was hospitalised following the two-car collision after suffering serious injuries. And 373 people in Donegal are currently on the waiting list for home help. Councillor Gary Doherty claims the recruitment of home helps in the county is being hampered by the HSE's pay and number strategy. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
the obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 27th of November. The death has taken place of Samuel Hunter, Murlock Lifford, formerly of Cranford, Milford. Remains reposing at his home from 2 o'clock until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 12:30 for 1 o'clock funeral service in Ballingrate Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Milford Presbyterian Church graveyard. House private, please. Family, friends and neighbours welcome. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the intensive care unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Paul McHugh, 1 Carrick Court, Convoy. Remains reposing at his late residence tomorrow morning from 11 until rosary at 9, with family time after that and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral from his home on Friday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Convoy, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the old graveyard. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Rosemary O'Donnell, née Woods, 21 Dr McGinley Road, Glen Carr, Letterkenny. Reposing at her late residence this evening from 6 until 9 and again from 12 noon until 9 tomorrow. Rosary at 9 both nights. Family time, please, after the rosary. Funeral Mass on Friday morning in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, at 11, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Conwall Cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed on stunionscathedral.ie. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Conmacdade Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Irene Wilson, née McClure, 9 Dublin Road, Strabane, formerly of Convoy. Reposing at Quigley's funeral home from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow at 3 o'clock, going to Christ Church, Bowling Green, for service of thanksgiving at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Interment afterwards in Ernie Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house is strictly private, please. The death has taken place of Peter Doherty, Mina Grave and formerly Carrick Mahon and Teeve Nebans. Peter's remains would arrive at 5:45 this evening to the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glen Finn, for reception prayers, reposing there from 6 o'clock until rosary at 8. Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in Kiltyvogue Cemetery, Glen Finn. The service can be viewed on the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Brendan Grieve, late of Glenealy, Drumley, Carndonagh, formerly of Dunedy, Clody, County Derry. Remains reposing at McLaughlin's funeral home, Ballyquin Road, Dungiven, from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening. Removal from there at 9 to repose at his brother Christie's home at 17 Pellypar Park, Dungiven. Funeral on Friday at 10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Craigbam. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral will be recorded and uploaded to McLaughlin's Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of John Andrew Eakin, 10 Dirgmoney Place, Oma. Friends are welcome to call to his home until 6 o'clock this evening. A service of thanksgiving for John will take place in First Oma Presbyterian Church tomorrow morning at 11. Interment in Ballymore Graveyard, Donegal, at 12 noon on Friday. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Marie Curie, care of Adams and Pollock Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Peggy McGinley, née McFadden, Main Street, Creasla, reposing at her home until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, tomorrow morning at 11. Burial afterwards in Doe Graveyard. The Mass can be viewed live on mcn.live. Family time, please, before the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or James Harkin, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Rose Gallagher, Tully Moore, Ardra, formerly of 26 Dromahy Park, Ardra. Her remains will repose at Chovelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, until 6 o'clock this evening, followed by removal to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, arriving at 7 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Hughie McGee, Drenan Ballybofey, formerly of Glenlehan, Fintan. Hughie's remains will repose at Marley's funeral home, Letterkenny, until 8 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning in St. Colum Kills Chapel, Fintan at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.